Well, it's worked for the Warriors thus far, so we'll keep it going. This is the Podium Game Podcast, and we are previewing the Western Conference Finals. I'm Brian Gibberman, here with Andy Liu from the Golden State of Mind blog from SB Nation. Andy, how you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thank you. You've had to talk to me three times, so that's unfortunate for you, but we appreciate it. All right, so I guess this is kind of the same thing as the Grizzly series. You guys, well, I guess the Grizzlies won one in the regular season, but you swept the Rockets in the four games during the regular season by an average of 15.25 points. Now, some guys were missing in those games. They didn't have Josh Smith for all of them. They didn't have, I think Corey Brewer was only there for three of them or two of them. I forget off the top of my head, and I think Dwight Howard missed a game or two. And there also, how much are you taking from that series?
From the Memphis series?
No. From the Rockets regular season. How much do you read out of that?
I think the only thing I'm taking away from that is because Rockets have been through so many injuries, and even though they had Josh Smith for one game, he's actually been a little bit better since then. I think the only thing I'm taking away from that is that Houston's going to try to play as fast as the Warriors, and I think they're actually going to play. Maybe they're going to try to play a little bit faster. I think that the only way that they're going to stand a chance in this series is just trying to, and it seems obvious, it's just trying to get the game as high variance as possible. They want crazy turnovers. They want transition threes, leak outs. You know, pretty much anything that makes the game fun, but also makes the game unpredictable. And that's the only way I think that they'll. Because if they try to play a game that's they try to execute a game plan that's kind of half-court, or they try to out-execute the Warriors, that's going to go badly. So the only way that they're going to have to do this is Corey Brewer is going to have to go wild. Josh Smith is going to be running up and down with Draymond Green, which will be sneaky kind of fun to watch. That's the only way I can see them winning.
That's it, because that sounds like a train wreck for them also.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to play that type of game. Like, you're going to get into a high-variance game with Clay Curry I just called him Clay Curry, but I don't think that's what the actual name is. I think it's Clay Thompson and Steph Curry, because they make high variance games like not very high variance.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, right? I mean, all Warriors fans, that's what they want to see. They want to see Steph take two dribbles down the court, fling it to Clay Thompson's 3 feet behind the line and jack it up. But I think, as weird as it sounds, there could be times when the Warriors make mistakes, and this has actually happened, especially against the Grizzlies, actually. They had a lot of turnovers, kind of just playing too fast, trying to do too much. Curry referenced after one of his games, I believe, after the first one against the Grizzlies in Game 1, he's basically said, we've stopped coming out in the beginning of games and trying to win the game in the first 3 minutes. Against the Pelicans, they came out and they pretty much try to go on a 20-2 run right out the gate. And I think Houston plays a style where they kind of beg you to go on that type of run, right? They want you to do those things. And the Warriors are good at them, but there's also the possibility of Curry, a guy that makes a lot of high-variance plays, but also turns the ball over a little bit. And Clay, same thing. And so that's kind of something that they're banking on. I'm not saying that, right, this is at all a recipe for success, but if they can kind of get that kind of game going and sustain it with crazy shooting that they can get, then yeah, something like that could happen.
The front court matchups are interesting in this series. It's completely different for Golden State from the Memphis series. The Josh Smith and Draymond Green, Smith's been playing pretty well. It's like, him and Green are actually kind of similar. Green's like a more disciplined, little bit of a better defensive player version of Josh Smith, kind of, in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think for what people think of Josh Smith as an offensive player, he's kind of the opposite defensively. He's actually really good staying down and having his hand up. Green is more frenzied, right? He's more like he wants to attack you with his chest, and he's got probably one of the strongest hands I've seen in the league. So that will be a great matchup. Josh Smith does a little bit of posting up. He did a little bit of posting up in isolation against the Clippers. And that actually worked, mostly because I think the Clippers kind of ran out of gas there. at the end, and also he was hitting absurd step back threes. So if he gets that going, that could be a problem against Draymond. I just don't see the open shots that they got against the Clippers happening again. Just open shots from everywhere, and I think the Warriors are really good at contesting, and that's one of the things where Houston might try to will have trouble. At least from that end.
How do you think they will go about attacking to defend the Dwight Harden pick and roll?
I think in the regular season, they kind of pushed Harden. They iced him, so they kind of pushed him either down to the baseline or they would have Bogut lay back a little bit, giving Harden the mid-range shot. And Harden is really good at it, but if there's one thing you want to do, if there's one thing you want to do against Harden, it's to cancel out that three and to pretty much keep your hands up when he drives into the paint, so you don't get one of those floppy-ish calls against him. So that's one of the things where Klay Thompson and Iguodala are really good at fighting through screens without fouling and swiping at the ball without fouling. I think one of the things they brought up yesterday in the pregame conference was basically that they're just going to keep their hands up, and they're not going to hack at all. Klay Thompson's probably the best at that. Iguodala swipes a lot. I think that's probably one of his best defensive tactics that he uses. And Draymond Green might have some trouble with that. That's another thing Houston's going to try to do. They're going to try to get Draymond Green in foul trouble, and that worked for Memphis the first couple games, actually. And it's tough for the Warriors without him, because I think he leads the playoffs in plus-minus right now. No matter how raw that statistic is, it shows how much he means to that defense.
Forgot what I was about to ask. Something. Oh, staying on James Harden. The thing I'm wondering how they're going to use him defensively. You kind of assume Ariza has to guard one of Clay or Curry, and then Jason Terry's going to take the other one. I don't know which way they want to do that. And then, so that leaves Harden, who I assumed would guard Barnes, but someone brought up that maybe they use him on Draymond Green. And I don't know. I don't know what the correct answer, which way they should go, but it would seem that Ariza needs to guard one of the two guys that really initiates the offense. And just by default, because they don't have Patrick Beverley, Terry takes the other, and then you kind of move Harden onto one of the bigs. What do you think they do?
Yeah, I like that that Harden on Draymond. It's just that because Draymond doesn't really do much on offense besides shoot threes, open threes, but he's not very good at those, about 34%, I believe. So just about as good as Josh Smith is shooting. But I think the toughest part for Houston is that, like you said, without Patrick Beverley, it's a ripple effect for them. They don't really have anyone on defense. I think they'll put Ariza on Curry because, I mean, there's really not much he can do. You can't expect Jason Terry to guard Curry and hope the trap is going to work, right? If they do that, they've got to get Dwight Howard to roll out and just kind of play out of his element out there. That's what the Warriors will want. If you can get Dwight Howard to roll out to the three-point line to trap, then the entire middle is open and you're good. So I think they'll put Ariza on Steph, and they'll put Harden either on Barnes. And although Barnes has been playing better, you just never know. And kind of pray with Jason Terry on Clay. Because for how good Clay is shooting in the postseason, I believe 45% from three, he's also made a lot of weird frisky plays. Or not frisky plays, but questionable plays, where he's just trying to do too much. Turning ball over, taking bad shots. Sorry about that.
No worries. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things where you'd rather just put everything on Curry and hope Clay, the guy who hasn't really been playing well the last 2 months, or at least not to his all-star levels that many people were seeing. So that's something that I think they'll have to do.
This one gets a little chippy, right? After what's gone on between these two teams the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's I think Draymond yesterday said he's not going to talk trash, but if somebody says something, he'll have no problem jumping in, which pretty much means that, yeah, it's going to get a little chippy.
He's just waiting.
Yeah, he absolutely. I think Steph Curry even ran up to Trevor Reese in the regular season, which is something that I don't think Curry ever does. And I think, I don't know, he's probably not going to do it again. But Yeah, I
forgot about that. I remember that. Curry set a screen that they kind of went knee to knee on, and then they went back at each other. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that was pretty uncharacteristic. I don't see that happening again, but I do see them not putting behind the "they're not even that good" thing. They're saying all the right things, but they don't respect each other much. Not respect each other, but they definitely dislike each other.
And it stems from the 3-point stuff from last year. 2 years ago. Last year, same thing.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, the Warriors kind of have a way of getting under people's skin. Right? It's one of those things where people have called them kind of cocky, overconfident, arrogant, the way they play. And I mean, it's not inaccurate. And Curry sure plays that way when they're up 20 and he's jacking up threes off the dribble. It's within their offense, but it's also what the people want to see. And it doesn't, and the other team is obviously not happy when you're shooting those types of shots. It's just that's the way they play, and that's how the chips fall. So it should be interesting to see how that goes. I think for Houston, like Memphis, they want to get guys in foul trouble, but they want to get them pissed. I think Warriors respected Memphis too much to actually have some of that happen, especially with Rick Draymond and Zebo. But against Houston, I think anything of that nature is very possible.
All right, speaking of cocky, how many games are you picking the Warriors in? Are you picking a sweep?
Yeah, I think you might have seen this already, but yeah, I think the Rockets are a good team. I think part of the reason they beat the Clippers is because they got unsustainable shooting from mediocre shooters, and the Clippers got exhausted. And they really only played several good defensive games. They were awful against the Mavs, and I don't see them suddenly putting it all together now, especially against the Warriors. So I did pick a sweep. It wouldn't surprise me to go 5. It would surprise me if it went 6, but yeah, I did pick a sweep.
I'm giving the Rockets 1. I'm going Warriors
yeah.
in 5.
Yeah.
But
I think most people, you got to give James Harden that type of respect, and that makes sense.
But really, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a sweep. I also thought the Grizzlies series was going to be 4 or 5 games, and that ended up going 6, so...
Yeah. Well, they did beat the Grizzlies by a higher point differential than the Pelicans. So after they adjusted, it seemed like, yeah...
This was
the way it was supposed to go.
They figured it out. It didn't. It took a couple games, but yeah, that series ended up going the direction most thought it would. Anything you want to get out there for the Western Conference Finals?
Not much. Just catch me on Golden State of Mind. I've been doing podcasts, writing, you know, just the usual. And just follow me on Twitter for Warrior stuff. Andy KHLIU.
All right, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And that wraps up the Western Conference Final preview on the Podium Game Podcast.